Simon Tzadi Hei Sif Aleph. Dogim shenisbashlu, oishinitzlu, bikderi shel basar. If fish were cooked or were roasted in a fleishiga ben yoimai kli, rechutza yafesh ein shum shumin davukba, it was cleaned out well so that there's no be'en of meat still stuck to the pot. Mutul achlam bekuktach, one could then eat this with kutach, which is milchigs. Mishum, they have a nice in tam, but nice in tam to hetera. Because this would be the tam of fleishigs in the fish would only be a naparnat dikatam, a nice in tam, but nice in tam. But if it wasn't rinsed out well, if the amount of tam is more than one part out of 60, so then the tam is not bottle, and then of course the fish become fleishig and one could not eat them with milchigs. Now the dinim of naparnat come from a gemara in Chulin. Gemara says that dogim sha'alu b'kairah shel basar mutal achlam b'kutach. If fish were placed onto a hot fleishig plate, one may still eat them with milchigs. Now there's a machlekes rishonim. What are the parameters for this case? Is it dafka alu? Is it dafka if you place the cold fish onto the hot plate, but there's no heat source involved. There's no fire underneath it, which is a weaker type of a bliya. Maybe that's the only case where we allow naparnat. But what happens if you cook them together? If you cook the fish in a pot of water, in a fleishiga pot, maybe then you're not allowed to eat it with milchigs. Others learn that even in that case, one could be meikel, one can allow eating it with milchigs, because that case is really like three knots. There's one asinas tam, originally the meat gave tam into the pot, then the tam from the pot goes into the water, and then from the water into the fish. Therefore, if you cook it, there are those rishonim that are mekel and say that you can allow, because that's three nice in tams. But if you are tsoilet, if you fry it over a fire, where the tam goes directly from the kli directly into the fish, there they say it is aser to eat that fish with milchigs. So there are really three shitas in the rishonim. There are those that say that everything is naparnat, and that's the shita of the mechaber, that there's no difference whether it was alu, whether it's bishul, whether it's tzli, and that's why the mechaber over here specifically says, dogim shenisbashlu, oishen nitzlu, even if it was nitzlu, and a kederi shel basar, still, it's mutul achloi bekutach, you could eat it with mochiks. The mechaber takes the most mekel shita. However, the rishonim that hold that you could be mekel if it's alu, or if it's nisbashel, but you cannot be mekel if it's nitzla. And then the rishonim that are machmer even nizbashel. And the reason they don't consider it to be three nisinas tams is because there's a chashash, perhaps the fish directly touched against the wall of the kli. It was mekabel tam without an emtsoi. It might have gotten tam directly from the... So even though it's bishel, in a sense, we have to be machmer that bishel is also like tzli. So those are three different shitas. The mechaber is mekel, like we mentioned, that naparnat is mutter. The ramah is going to hold. We're going to see in Sif Beis. Ramah is going to hold that we're only mekel b'dieved. The lechatchila we're machmer that by bishul and by tzli, we're machmer that we don't hold that we cannot eat it with milchigs. That's the shita of the ramah. Now, it's agav. It's the shach brings over here that when we talk about that it says if you know that the kli was cleaned out well, so lashon of the mechaber was if you cooked it in a kederish shel basar that's rechutzi yafesh ein shum shum and davuk ba. So it sounds almost from the lashon of the mechaber that one needs to know, one needs to have made sure that the kli was clean. So the shach says that the truth is we assume that a stam kelim are nikiyim, that they're clean. Even if a person didn't know, the mechaber is not coming to tell you that you specifically need to know. He's just telling you that if you know otherwise, if the kli isn't clean, then then they would not be bottled. But min astam, we do have the right to assume that the kelim are clean. In fact, the Achrayim point out that even by Goyish HaKelim, we assume that Goyim Anik Yusa Kapti, we say that Goyim are care about cleanliness, and therefore we assume that Goyish HaKelim are clean as well. Now, this is true when it comes to most Kelim, but when we differentiate that a Sakin, a knife, we say that Stam Sakin Shumen Karush, Stam Sakin is dirty, at least in the times of the Gemara in the times of Rishayim, the Stam Sakinim were dirty. And there are two reasons given. One is because it's used Tadir. It's sort of like that was the utensil of choice that was always constantly in use, was the knife. Therefore, since it's used Tadir, even unless you knew otherwise, unless you know that it was specifically washed out, one would assume that the knife was dirty. And the other reason is because of Dochka, that because the knife is used to press against things and cut with pressure, it takes a lot more to get it clean. So it's not just a matter of rinsing it off, you would need to use some abrasive to clean it, and therefore we don't automatically assume that it's clean unless you know otherwise. Now when we talk about a nat bar nat, so the Prima Gadim tells us that the first blia of a nat bar nat has to always be from the meichel into a kli. And the second Nesinas Tam is then from the Kli into the subsequent Meichel. What happens if it would be the other way around? Let's say I cooked a potato with meat, and then I cooked that potato in a separate Kli. What type of Tam does that Kli have? Can you say that that Kli is now a Naparnat? And maybe if I cook milchigs in that Kli, the Abed would be Mutter. So the Prima Gadim says, no, that would be Basar B'chalov, that would be Asr. Because the Tam that the basar gives into the potato, that's not considered a lower level of tam. That's considered like the potato now is fleishig itself. Even though we make shilukim legabe how many the minig lemaises, we wait 6 hours even after eating the potato. But meikar din, that's what's called a tavshil of basar, and one doesn't need to wait meikar didina after eating that, like we discussed in Simon Peites. Nevertheless, when it comes to being koilish the tam in terms of having a lower level of tam, that's not considered a lower level of tam. That's considered direct tam, and therefore that kli would have a nesinas tam of basar. It would not be a nat bar nat. Another important idea over here is the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das says that we only view something as a nat bar nat if it first cooked the meat in the pot, and then you emptied out the pot, and now you're cooking it potatoes. So those potatoes are a nat bar nat of the meat. But what happens if you have meat on one side of the pot and potatoes inside the pot? So let's say you have meat, there's a splatter of meat on the outside of the pot, and inside you're cooking potatoes, and assuming you don't have shishim keneged those potatoes, the potatoes aren't shishim keneged that splattering of meat, then one could have argued that that's also a nat bar nat, the tam of the meat into the pot, and then from the pot, through the wall of the pot, into the potatoes. But the Chavis Das says, no, that's considered one nesinas tam. Since they're all cooked b'vas achas, we view the blia of tam of meat into the potatoes as going straight through, and it gives a full nesinas tam. And those potatoes, if one cooked them with milchigs, it would be aser, even b'dievid, even according to the mechaber. So there's really, it comes out of big chumrah in this Chavis Das. The Piskei Tshuva brings, though, that not everybody agrees with this Chavis Das. The Tshuva's Beis Ephraim disagrees. And the truth is, one could ask from the case of, we'll have in Siv Beis, from the case of the egg of the Beitzah and his Bashla B'mayim, B'kedera Chalevis, which is going to be the Siv Beis, if one cooks an egg in a pot, so the halacha over there is that if it's cooked together with meat, you can't use it with milchigs, or the other way around. If you cooked an egg with milchigs, you can't. And the reason you can't eat it with meat. And the reason over there given is because the egg shell is considered to be porous, and it goes straight through into the egg. So according to the Chavos Das, even if the eggshell would not be porous, even if it would be like any other kli, still we should say that the egg should be usur to eat because it gets direct tam through the shell of the egg. So that's a little bit of a kasha on the Chavos Das. We'll have to see about that. But anyway, that's the chiddush of the Chavos Das, is that it's vavasachas, so it's not considered napranan. Now this has very big nafkaminas, this Chavos Das, because of many places they cook milchigs and they cook it with steam, or they cook it with water in a jacketed kettle. So let's say they heat up milk in a jacketed kettle, or using a heat exchanger that has water on one side. Now that milk and that water is both being heated at the same time. It's like our case of the piece of meat that's stuck on the outside of the pot. Here we have milk on one side, and we have water on the other side, cooking simultaneously. So we should say that milk would give direct tam into that water, and the water would become not a napar nat, but a single nat of tam. If that water is then used later on to cook against something that's pariv, so then again, it wouldn't be a napar nat, but it would be a single nesinas tam into that second item, and then that second item should be considered, let's say now you have a pair of ice cream that's cooked with that same water, that pair of ice cream is now going to be milchigs as well, because it never became a naparnat. And this would then become a big chumrah. Much of the pair of dairy equipment type items are cooked this way. They're cooked using the same water that cooked the milchigs is then used to cook the parav. So even though it says on the equipment, dairy equipment, according to the Chavos Das, this is really, it's like it has tam of milchigs in it. Of course, if you don't follow the Chavos Das, if you go like the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, then it would be considered parav.